A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 39 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Friday, the 2nd April 2021. It is Good Friday. Almighty God, we beseech you graciously to behold this your family for which our Lord Jesus Christ was contented to be betrayed and given up into the hands of wicked men and to suffer death upon the cross, who now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Listen now for the word of God from Hosea chapter 6, the verses 1 to 6. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. What can I do with you, Ephraim? What can I do with you, Judah? Your love is like the morning mist, like the early dew that disappears. Therefore I cut you in pieces with my prophets. I killed you with the words of my mouth. Then my judgments go forth like the sun. For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, an acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings. Come and let us return unto the Lord. When Almighty God had determined to abandon the Israelites, they found that he had returned to his temple where he could be successfully sought. Because they were now aware of their weakness and the fickleness, weariness and unfaithfulness of their idols and allies, they resolved to return to the Lord. And while they clearly acknowledged the justice of God in their punishment, they depended on his well-known mercy and compassion for the restoration to life and health. So after his prophecy of Israel's realization of its spiritual failure and bankruptcy, with the result that the Israelites once again seek the Lord, Hosea urgently exhorts his people to return to the Lord. To be sure, Israel's punishment was deserved, but the God of all mercy stood ready to welcome and restore his people. Hosea's exhortation is followed by a double reason for returning to the Lord. Although the Lord will tear his people apart, he will give healing. Although he will smite them, he will bind up their wounds. In this passage, three significant events in the plan of God are prophesied: God's constant care for his people, the resurrection at the end of the age, and the final glorious lifting to immortality of those who are worthy. Frequently, the prophets caught glimpses of the distant future to give their people and us an insight into coming events. So the first phrase is an invitation, offering mercy, healing, and restitution. But what is this healing medium? The psalmist writes, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction." So this ultimate raising up in Hosea 6 is the glorious exaltation to immortality, when Christ will transfigure these wretched bodies of ours into copies of his glorious body. We are now mortal, but we will then be transformed and made equal to the angels, never again to taste death or mortality. Come and let us return unto the Lord. Dear friends, for 39 days you've been following or listening to me. That is, if you have been diligent in following my reflections. And I suspect that your reasons for following the Lenten reflections is because you desire to strengthen your faith and or to return to the Lord if you have wandered from him in any way. Can you say at this point that you have satisfied your thirst after righteousness, or that you have returned to the Lord? Let me challenge you with a series of rhetorical questions raised by W.T. Atkin that might help us to reflect further about our commitment to Jesus Christ. I believe in a physician when I put my case into that physician's hands and trust him to cure me. I believe in a lawyer when I leave my case in his hands and trust him to plead for me. I believe in a banker when I put money into his hands and allow him to keep it on my behalf. I believe in my Savior when I take him to be my Savior, when I put my helpless case into his hands and trust him to do what I cannot do for myself, save me from my sin. Have you done so? You believe there is such a person as Jesus and that he is the sinner's Savior. You do well, but that is only a partial and incomplete faith. To believe that a certain doctor exists and has a large practice is not to believe personally in that doctor. True faith contains a moral as well as an intellectual element, and when the former is wanting, the latter can avail but little. Do you repose your moral confidence in him as being to you the Savior that you need, as one whose character and office are congruous to the ones of your nature? You are a sinner. He represents himself as Savior. You are a lost one. He has died to find you. You are dead. He presents himself as the resurrection and the life. The point is, do you take him by faith to be what he reveals himself to be? That is believing on him. If you can say in your heart, "Yes, I believe in him," then the Holy Spirit of God can no longer convict you of sin. All your sins were laid on the Lamb of God, who bore the sin of the world. There is no longer a case against you. The summons is dismissed. There is no condemnation. You are pronounced acquitted and accepted in the Beloved. Come, and let us return unto the Lord. Merciful God, our Father, you made all people and you hate nothing that you have made, nor desire the death of the sinner, but rather that he should be converted and live. Have mercy, we pray, upon all who do not confess the faith of Christ crucified. Take from them all ignorance, hardness of heart, and contempt of your word, and bring them home to your flock, under the one shepherd, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Holy and righteous Father, we cannot justify ourselves before you and claim to be innocent. We confess the evil of our ways without hiding it and without excuse. In the light of the sacrifice of your Son on the cross, we see the hatefulness of our sins, but your mercy is great and wonderful. Help us, Lord, to come back to you. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.